All right, guys. So we're gonna explore how the books open up about a week in Trump's life in 1987. So this is the Monday. First call is with the CEO of Bear Stearns, then a very large Wall Street investment bank that has since been acquired by J.P. Morgan. And we see here that Trump was already respected by top Wall Street CEOs, and here he was essentially weighing his option to take control of the Holiday Inn Hotel Group, which he was already a very big presence in the business world then. He then gets a call from someone who, the developer in real estate, who wants to get into politics, and Trump, showing he's a good judge of character and potential, telling him that he's not quite cut out for politics, despite being a great developer. And this is what he recommends. He tells him to bet on winners and good people. And given that he was friendly with the governor of New York at the time, he s suggested introducing him to the governor. And essentially, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's what he recommended to his friend. Then he takes a call with a radio host, where he's sensitive to a woman who's in financial difficulties, and we learn from here that he's generous with his gifts, whether it's skill set, network, and then properties. Basically, he uses influence over a radio network and with the other radio host to raise funds for that woman and help her through her financial ordeal. He also takes another call with lawyers for different projects, and he recommends to be tough when necessary. He says, "The fact is that if you're right, you've got to take a stand, or people will walk all over you." Essentially, and this is where a lot of his sense of conviction come from, is that he believes that when you're right, you have kind of the duty to take a stand, and not doing that can, is unfair to you and maybe unfair, period. So he encourages us, himself, and everyone to be tough when necessary, especially when you have, let's say, the fact on your side and that you have reasons to believe you're correct. He says another call, he comments on another call, that he doesn't hold it against people that they oppose him. I'm just looking to hire the best talent wherever I can find it. And we see here that he did do that with picking JD Vance as running mate, right? He disregarded JD Vance's comments and that were negative about Trump in 2015, 2016. So that was way back. Things have evolved. And he's, first of all, JD Vance has changed. And Trump has, as JD Vance says on the All In podcast, Trump has reassessed his qualities and believes at this point in time that JD Vance is the right pick, and is probably grooming him for the next set of leadership mandates. And this is to show that Trump really, in this case, is not about vindication, but more about whom can help him get the best job done. He then says something that I think for professionals we can relate to a lot. He says that going out for lunch is mostly a waste of time. So he doesn't go out for lunch. If we look at his schedule for that day, basically he's out only from, no, he's not out. He's at his desk, but eating lunch from 3 p.m. to 3:15. So a quick 15-minute lunch. Then goes on to take other calls. For example, he takes a call with his sister, and here we see that he was already know he knew the justice system well. His sister being a federal court judge in New Jersey, the late Marianne Trump Barry. And then he takes a call with another of his business partner, who was going to meet the Australian government to develop casinos or other real estate ventures there. And we see that Trump was already exposed to high stakes interactions with foreign governments and getting things done internationally. And finally, Trump always made time for his family. We see that he at noon he was calling a Broadway executive. They talked about business, but he mentioned to the executive that he had plans to take his kids to see Cats. And by the way, he refused complimentary tickets, just saying that he was going to go bring his kids there. That was, he planned that beforehand for a second time. And he says that he always makes time for his family. Basically, here's a quote: "I always take calls from my kids, no matter what I'm doing. I have two others," referring to Ivanka and Eric. "And as they get older, being a father gets easier. I adore them all." And that's at the point in his life in 1987 when he only had three kids. So he's referring to Don Jr., who's making the call, and his two other kids who are a bit younger. And yeah, so here to summarize, Trump was well known to Wall Street. He knew how to get stuff done with foreign governments and knew how the justice system worked. He exposes here some of his philosophies, and I hope that you learn something from this first day at Trump Tower.